Yawelani Yesu. Ngana lolesha. If you want to learn, Dino Mutende Mutende Mumutima. Sushi, Mumba Chushi, Mumba Luele, Mulambo Sosha.
Clap your hands for Jesus, and you may please be seated. Please be seated. I want to ask those who are walking at the back, please don't move around. God's power is about to come mightily. And before we receive the servant of God, please join me to welcome Ida to bless us with a song.
To you. Are you excited tonight? Ladies and gentlemen, there is a man in our midst tonight. A man God has prepared and anointed. A man he has used all over the nations of the world. And this month is the time of Zambia to experience the great grace of God on this servant. And this city of Livingstone is blessed to be the first to experience the anointing and the power to save and to deliver. And tonight, if you are excited as I am, let's rise to our feet and receive. Evangelist Daniel Mills tonight.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Lift your hands, Father.
My name is Zanja.
Thank you for tonight. Thank you for your power that is here in Livingston, in Zambia. Thank you for your salvation, pure healing, deliverance from evil spirits. Thank you, Jesus. Your presence is here. Your angels are here. Your mercies are here for this nation, for this people. Thank you for your kindness towards us, your goodness in bringing Healing Jesus campaign at this time, for such a time as this. We lift our hands and we say, send your rain and your power. Open the gates of heaven, the windows of heaven. Pour out a blessing on your people that we may go away from this place with more than we can carry. Thank you for your power. We arrest every wickedness, every devil power, evil spirits that are controlling the city, controlling the nation. We bind them in Jesus' name. We arrest serpents and dragons that are in the land, crocodile spirits and wickedness from the dark places, the underworld of Zambia. We bind their powers. In Jesus' name, we fasten them with chains. And we ask, Father, for the release of angels and the mighty Holy Spirit. Send your Spirit, Lord, in these days. We thank you for great light that has appeared in Zambia for this time. Thank you for the pastors of Zambia, that a fire is upon the pastors of Zambia, to kindle them for greater works, Lord. Great exploits for Jesus. Thank you for the leadership of the nation. the president and the authorities, that you bless them with good ideas and wisdom and grace to carry them through. Thanks for your blessing. We receive it tonight in Jesus' name. And everyone shouted amen.
Amen.
God bless you. You may be seated. If you have a seat. First of all, I want to say thank you to the pastors, the bishops of Livingston for welcoming us to your beautiful city. We are glad to be here with you. We are glad to be here with you, and we are grateful for your welcoming us, because if you did not welcome us, we could not come here. Hallelujah. We also want to thank the government of Zambia for welcoming
us.
We thank God for the presence of the DCs and the mayor, and especially our minister for guidance and religious affairs, who is in our midst tonight. I have been welcomed personally by the Minister of Guidance and Religious Affairs, who brought a special welcome from the President.
Hallelujah.
So that is a great blessing. And the Bible says, wherever you go, if there is a man of peace and he receives you, let your peace remain. So I believe great peace is coming to Zambia.
Hallelujah.
Are you ready for what God is going to do in your life? In these two nights, your life will not be the same again. Amen.
Amen.
God is going to heal you practically.
Mulungu azakuchirisani.
God is going to set you free practically.
Mulungu azakumasulani.
In Jesus' name.
Muzina la Yesu.
Tonight my message is very simple.
Usiku wa leo utenga
Hebrews 13 and verse 8.
Hebrews 13, dindimia
Jesus
eight.
Christ, the same yesterday, the same today, and the same forever.
Yesu Christu wamailo walelo ndiponso wamuyaya.
Amen.
Amen.
Everybody say Jesus Christ.
Wonse banakuloti Yesu Christu.
The same yesterday,
mailo
today,
lelo
and forever.
Ponso muyaya.
Amen.
Amen.
Jesus Christ.
Yesu Christu
is the same.
Ni umozi.
Amen. Now, what does it mean when you say Jesus Christ is the same? Some years ago, my roommate from the university called me.
Zaka zapita zakale wame wanari kunkara naye kuskulu anaba tumira phone.
I went to university in Ghana for 7 years, medical school. And I became a medical doctor after 7 years of going to medical school.
So
my roommate who was with me when I was in school, I had not seen him for many years. So he called me and we were talking, and at a point he said, "Brother Dad, you are the same."
Anaba tumila lami na kuwafunzira kunena kuti abale adagi ndio mtu umozi.
I said, "Why do you say I'm the same?"
Bana mufunza kuti chifukaja chani chamene wanena choncho.
He said, "Because you are talking in the same way that you were talking when we were in school in 1982.
Analankula kutuka chiri kulankula mwamene unari kulankulila zaka zakale zapita.
And you are laughing in the same way that you were laughing in 1982.
1982.
Were you born?
Yes.
Hey. And then,
Diponso,
he told me also later
that
you are doing the same things that you used to do.
In 1982,
I was preaching about Jesus Christ. I used to go outdoors and preach and have crusades.
And now in 2017,
which is
2017,
35 years later, I'm still preaching in crusades for people to be saved. Hallelujah. Amen. So when you say that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever, it means two things. It means that he's saying the same things that he used to say. And he is doing the same things that he used to do long time ago. And that is what my roommate from the university was trying to tell me, that I am doing the same things and I am saying the same things that I used to say in 1982. Now, today Jesus Christ is number one. He is saying the same things that he used to say. Yes.
He's
saying, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except he comes through me. That's what he said 2,000 years ago, and he's saying the same thing today, that Jesus Christ is the way, the truth, and the life, and no one, including you, can come to the Father except you come through Jesus Christ.
Yesu Kristo karikulankula kuti, ni umozi mozi njila, umoyo, zamena ya kulankula kale, akachirikuzilankula na siku ya lelo.
He has not changed that message at all.
Sana sinta utenga uyai.
He's saying, Jesus is saying, I am the door. I am the good shepherd. I am the resurrection. I am the life. And he is not changing it at all today. Yes. He is still the resurrection, the life, and the door, and the good shepherd for Zambia.
Yesu Kristo katiri kulanku lakuti, ni njira, ni ponso, ni mubusa umozi, ni ponso, ni mubusa wabu ino muziko latu la Zambia.
Amen. Jesus Christ, if you don't know,
has not
changed his message.
Sana sinta utenga wache.
I heard a pastor saying one day that Jesus Christ talked more about money than anything else. And I was wondering, which Bible he was using. Today, when you go to some churches, you don't know whether you are in a university or you are in a bank.
Hey.
Today, when you go to church sometimes, you only hear preaching about money. And how to get more money. But I remember Jesus said, do not lay up treasures for yourself on earth. That's what he said. Oh. And he's still saying it today. The same message. The same message.
Hey!
Hey! Today, when you go to church, you wonder whether going to church is going to get money. Jesus said,
yes, wanati,
you cannot serve God and mammon. You either love one or hate the other, or hate one or love the other. That is what Jesus said. And he has not changed it. I'm saying that Jesus Christ is the same. And when you are the same, you say the same things. And you do the same things. Today, when you go to churches, and I am a pastor. I've been a pastor since I was 25 years old. And I'm now over 50. Yes. I have over 2,000 churches, my own churches.
Yes.
So I'm telling you, not because I don't think I'm an evangelist. So I know church. It's my life is church. Always I'm in church. I'm in church every day. I go to church every day. Today, it is as though to have money is the aim of the church. And Jesus said, I don't know if your Bible is different from my Ghana Bible and Zambia Bible. Maybe they are different Bibles. Jesus said,
yes, wanati.
Jesus said,
yes, wanati,
hardly shall a rich man enter into the kingdom of heaven. Jesus said, it is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to go into heaven.
Hey!
I'm talking about Jesus Christ. Don't be angry with me. If you want to be angry with somebody, be angry with Jesus. I haven't said anything. And we are not against prosperity. If we were not prosperous, can we come here? We have come from Ghana, almost a team of 100 people. We have driven our trucks and convoys to come here. Nobody is sponsoring our crusade. If we don't have money, we cannot come here. Let's be serious. Tell somebody, let's be serious. Jesus said,
yes, wanati.
God so loved the world that he gave his only son, that whoever believes in him will be very rich and have a lot of houses and cars. Jesus Christ is the same. He's standing here right now. No, one time I was in Durban and I was preaching after a white lady, very old, she was almost 80. She told me when I was preaching, she said Jesus was walking behind me. She said it's a very rare vision. She told me I see visions in three dimensions. And she said Jesus was walking behind you. This was in Durban.
Pamene banali kulalikila kudaba ni muzimai anaona Yesu Kristu. Ndiponso anaba uzila kuti naona Yesu Kristu enzoenda kumbuyo yako. Uku izi zintu zinachitikila kudaba.
Jesus is here.
Yesu Kristu alipo.
And I am repeating his words.
Ndiponso bakachiri kusolende samawu ya mozi na ya mozi.
Not even the words of Paul.
Sivase vendesa mawu ya Paulo. Vali kusolende samawu ya Yesu.
And we must be careful
because
it is easy to go astray.
And
I don't know any church in Zambia what anybody is preaching. I'm just preaching what I know. I've not looked at anybody's church. I've not heard any Zambian pastor. So if you know what I'm preaching affects you, then keep quiet and look straight. Nobody will know that it is you that it is affecting. You Yes, I don't know what anybody is preaching here. God so loved the world that he gave his only son. Jesus Christ.
Yesu Christu.
That whoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. That is why God sent his son Jesus Christ. No matter who says what, this is the reason why God
sent Jesus.
For you to be saved from perishing
in hell.
Jesus said, I have come to seek and to save that which is lost. You cannot change it. No matter who you are. Even if you lead all the churches astray, God will raise up somebody to tell the truth of what Jesus Christ came to do in this world. And upon all the prosperity preaching, there is no money. They don't have any money. Only debts.
Hey.
Listen. I want you to remember Jesus Christ and his words.
Today.
Jesus said,
yes, or not.
And anybody who has a different Bible, as soon as I close, I will be standing here. So you bring your Bible to see whether the verses I'm quoting are not from the Bible. Maybe I am misquoting Jesus. But I don't think I'm quoting a different Bible. God so loved the world that he gave his son. Who said it? Who
said,
that's John 3:16. And that's the words of Jesus in red. And 17 says, God sent not his son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. John 3:17. Yes. Jesus said,
yes, why not?
There was a certain rich man clothed in purple and fine linen. He fed sumptuously.
Hey,
hey. Chicken. Crocodile meat. pork,
anari kudya nsonkumba,
shrimps,
anari kudya nsombelele,
fish,
anari kudya nsonsomba.
He was fat,
anari woina.
Hey,
hey.
And there was a beggar called Lazarus.
Diposo kunari o pempa wozina lache la Lazarus.
Lazarus was full of sores.
Diposo Lazarus anari na zlonda londa patu pilache.
He used to lie at the gate of the rich man.
Anari kunkala, anari kunkala pamyang wau yumuntu.
And the dogs.
The ponson
came and licked his sauce.
Anari kubwela kubwela mnyonja mnyonja zo baba zdache.
Brown dogs, black dogs, small ones, big ones. Because he didn't have money to go to the hospital.
Anari benso lala mazili zonse kuti angaino gula zo kudia bwini.
So the dogs were his nurses.
The ponso.
And one day, the Bible says, the rich man who was clothed in purple, one day the Bible says, the poor man, of course, poor people die before rich people, so the poor man died first. He didn't have money to fly for medical treatment in London. So the poor man, the Bible says, that's not the Bible, Jesus.
Yes.
The poor man died. And then, the Bible says, you see, it is appointed to man once to die after death. Judgment. And so the poor man got up. And the angels came around him. Go and read your Bible. And escorted the poor man to heaven. Hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
Hey! These are the words of Jesus Christ. And Jesus has not changed what he's saying. And then there was a rich man who was having a good time in Lusaka. He had a lot of money. I'm sure he had a lot of girlfriends. Hey! Fair girls, short ones, tall ones, fat ones. Hey! I'm sure he was smoking, drinking, fooling. And the Bible says, one day, Jesus said the rich man also died. If he died,
but
go and read your Bible. When the rich man died, no angels came. No angels came for him. Demons. Demons. Hey. Demons. My God. Demons came for this guy. My God. Yes. Go and read your Bible. And look at what Jesus said. Then Jesus said, shh, listen. Jesus said,
yes, wanat.
The rich man went straight to hell. Then he saw Abraham far away.
Patali.
And he saw Lazarus sitting in heaven. And Lazarus was having a good time in heaven. Lazarus was having drinks. Lazarus was taking pictures. The angels were Where are the angels? Take some pictures. Lazarus was enjoying in heaven. Hey! Yeah, angels. Wow. But the rich man was in torment. I'm talking about what Jesus Christ said. This is the words of Jesus Christ, our Savior. And Jesus said, the rich man seeth Abraham afar off and Lazarus in his bosom. And he cried, Father Abraham, have mercy on me. I am tormented in this flood. Please send Lazarus.
You know,
big people are used to sending people.
So,
sometimes when you die, you are not used to not having servants when you go to hell.
So,
when he saw Lazarus, he said, ah, send him, I know him, tell him, I'm calling him. And Father Abraham said, no, he said, just a drop. You know, since I was born, I've never gone to somebody's house to ask, can I just have a drop? Usually, we ask for a glass or a bottle of water. But there is a place. They just ask for a drop like this. Just a drop. There's a place. And today we go to church, you don't hear about that. Then the rich man became an evangelist. He said, okay, send Lazarus from the dead. He was now sending people on missions. He said, send Lazarus to my father's house as a missionary and to go witnessing. Is it not interesting that when you go to hell, you don't remember your houses, you don't remember your, he didn't mention his bank account, his gold, his silver, only his five brothers. Who were just like him in Lusaka. The same type of brothers. The same type of people.
Hey!
Yeah, he didn't mention his money, his land, his project, his bank, nothing. Just my brothers. He says, so that my five brothers will not come here. This is Jesus.
I am now near Yesu.
Then Father Abraham said, no.
The Ponzo Abraham anakana anat I.
When you go to hell, everything you ask, the answer is no.
Hey!
If you want to hear yes, you have to hear it here now.
But
every request that he made from hell, they said no. He said, can you send out? No. Can you send him to my people? No. Can I cross? No. I'm feeling hot. You have to be hot. Then Father Abraham said something. He said, if Lazarus was to rise from the dead, they will not believe him. So he said, they have the prophets, the pastors. So let them tell them. But what are the pastors preaching about today?
Hey!
Sometimes you go to church, you don't know whether you are in a motivational school or a type of university, or you don't know what are we learning here. Nobody wants to talk about gospel salvation and heaven and hell.
mukaendesa mupinga simumabela apa utenga wangu wangu jehena.
You hear pastors preaching as if you are trying to give mental pleasures. The gospel is not mental pleasures. The gospel is what Jesus said. That's all.
Utenga ni mau ya mene Yesu Christu anela likila.
He said, they have the prophets.
This
is what Jesus said. Jesus said, except a man is born again,
he
cannot go to heaven. So tonight, I don't know who you are. But you see, when you are in a religious country, you easily assume that you are a Christian. As if you become a Christian by osmosis. You don't become a Christian by osmosis or by being around. You become a Christian by bowing your knees to Jesus Christ and accepting Jesus as your Savior. Many years ago, I was a religious person, but I was not
believing.
Because Ghana is also a very religious country. Everybody goes to church. Even the devil attends, he has his own church. The devil attends his own church. Hey! But the rate of HIV in the church is the same as the rate of HIV outside the church. So you ask yourself that, what is the difference between the church and the non-church? Tonight you must ask yourself, will you go to heaven or hell? I know a man, I spoke to him myself. He was a Methodist. You know, he was a Methodist.
Huh?
How do you say? Is he saying the right thing? Methodist church. You don't have Methodist church here? We have it here.
Yeah.
Methodist church is a good church. One of my wait for me to finish. One of my main people that I follow is John Wesley. John Wesley, founder of Methodist Church. But this guy, he thought he was a Christian because he was in the church, but he was not. And he became sick. And he died.
Enough.
Look, he was in a story building 8 floors high. He said he came out of his body and started to come down. Down. He said he descended into the earth. It was dark. He said he was frightened. He said it's the most terrifying experience of all time.
A
creature was about to take him and secure him down. But there was a voice. Release him.
Muleke.
And he came back up to the 8th floor. Entered his body and came back alive. And he was not a born again Christian. I led him to Christ some years later. But he told me that if anybody had spoken to him about God at that time, he would have given his life to Christ. But he was just religious, but he was not born again. So there are people that are religious, but you are not born again. If you stand in a garage, you say, I am a BMW. It doesn't make you a BMW. You must be born again. These are the words of Jesus Christ. And tonight, I'm going to give everybody a chance to jump out of being religious to being born again. And Jesus Christ is also doing the same things that he used to do.
Yesu He's
changing lives. When he met Zacchaeus, Zacchaeus' life changed. Today we have people who say they are Christian, but you can't see whether he's a thief or he's a Christian. You can't see. Yes. If you are born again, there will be a change. When I gave my life to Jesus, my mother did not know what is Christianity, what it means to be born again. But she told her friend, Doug, I don't know what is born again, but if anybody is born again, my son Doug is born again. I see the
change.
Jesus is also healing, the same healing that he used to heal. And tonight he's here to heal. He's a healer. Yeah, I'm a medical doctor. This one is also a doctor.
But
we are seeing miracles
that
defy medical science. And God is going to do miracles tonight in your life. Yes. Anybody who meets Jesus has met an answer. For your life. He opens the eyes of the blind. What he used to do, he's still doing it today. He heals cancer. Beautiful. I have someone who was healed, and now they were expecting her to die. As he has not died, the hospital from England have said that we want to do some research on your case because we don't know why you are still alive. That will be your story and your testimony. God will do great things in your life. Jesus did everything that man cannot do. One day I met with Stevie Wonder. Do you know Stevie Wonder? I just called to say I love you. Yeah, he came to my church. Yeah, so I was talking with him. And I asked him, how did you become blind? How did you become blind? And he told me from when I was born. I was looking at him. And I was saying that a millionaire in America, people who can go to the moon and even to Jupiter, but they cannot open the eyes of somebody who is blind in the year 2015 on earth. But Jesus, when he met blind Bartimaeus, who was also blind from birth, Bartimaeus said, Jesus, have mercy on me. And Jesus opened his eyes. So in Zambia and in Livingston, God is going to open the eyes of the blind. And there will be many wonderful testimonies of God's power in your life. Jesus Christ the same. How many understand that Jesus is the same? What does it mean if he's the same? He's saying the same things. He hasn't changed. And number two, is doing the same thing. And his blood is the same. His blood. Still powerful. His blood is the same. It saved Paul. Years ago, Apostle Paul was saved by the blood. And you and I are saved and washed by the blood of Jesus. Everyone should stand. I want to pray with you right now. Every eye closed. No one talking. No one moving. Please. God's power is here tonight. Thank you, Jesus. If you are here tonight, maybe you are religious. Because everybody here is religious. But maybe tonight you can see that maybe you are not born again. Jesus said, you must be born again. Your name must be in the book of life. Enough playing churchianity and religious games. Tonight, God is calling you to come to the cross and open your heart to Him and say, Jesus, here I am. Save me from my sins. And write my name in the book of life. If you are here tonight, and tonight you want to say, Jesus, I want to take you seriously. I want the blood of Jesus to wash away my sins. And I want to give my life to God today. If you are here like that, and you want to be born again tonight, give your life to Jesus. Then lift up your right hand like this. Lift up your right hand like this. And I'm going to pray with you. Just your right hand up high. It's very important. It's very important. Enough of religious games. Enough of playing with church. Tonight is a night of I need to be born again genuinely. Then your hand must be up.
Like
and lift your other hand up as well. The same. If you've lifted your hand, lift the other one. And say this prayer with me. Say this prayer with me. In English first. In English first. Say Jesus. Say Jesus. Thank you for tonight. Oh God, I know I am a sinner. I know I am a very, very bad sinner. Please have mercy on me. Tonight, I want to be serious. I want to stop playing games. I don't want to play games with God. I want Jesus to come into my life in a real way and save me. Oh God, please forgive me. Please wash away my sins with the blood of Jesus. Tonight, I open my heart. Come into my life, Lord Jesus. Save me. Wash me. And write my name. Write my name in the book of life. Lord Jesus, my name is, mention your name, my name is. Please write this name in the book of life tonight. Thank you, Lord, for saving me. Please register me tonight in the book of life. Thank you, Lord, for saving me tonight. I love you, Jesus. Wave your hand, say, I love you, Jesus. I thank you, Jesus. for saving me, for washing me tonight with the blood of Jesus. Now lift up just your right hand like this and say this after me. Say after me, Satan! Satan! Listen carefully. In the name of Jesus, I bind you. I bind your power. From tonight, I will not serve you again. Satan, I will not follow you again. From tonight, I belong to Jesus Christ. And I will serve Jesus Christ, my Savior. Lift your two hands. Say, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for saving me tonight. I love you, Jesus. I thank you, Lord, for saving me tonight. In the name of Jesus, give the Lord a mighty shout of hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Let them pray after you. The same thing in your in the language.
So mzabwe zapo pempera mene za pempera tienti pempere pametanya mula manja yatu lankula nuti Yesu Kristu ziko mponifera pamtanda diponso pa siku yele.
Yes.
Na zindike kutindino ochimwa ndipuru museni tate.
Yes.
Nasegula mutima wanga.
Amen.
Lovani mwaini nisuke ni na mwasu wa Yesu Kristu. Muzina la Yesu Kristu.
Thank you.
Zikomo.
Have you finished?
Amen.
Wow. Lift your hands, everybody. Father, thank you for your power tonight. Thank you for so many that are saved tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus. I believe you have one of my books. Do you have one of my books? How to be born again. Lift it up and wave so that I see that you have it. Lift it up and wave. This is a gift. A gift to you in living stone. Wave your two hands. Wave your two hands. What a blessing. What a blessing for living stone. What a blessing. Make sure that you read this book. It will be a blessing for you. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Is there any announcement?
Hallelujah. And tomorrow morning at 6 o'clock, there is a special service here for all of us who have received Jesus Christ as our personal Savior. You are going to be taught the Word of God, and the power of God will be present to also heal. So bring anybody who is sick, and this power will touch that person and bring healing. Tomorrow morning at 6 o'clock.
All those who pray the prayer with me tomorrow morning at 6.
Right.
Now, no one should move. I'm going to pray for the sick right now. The power of God is here. Jesus is here. And he's healing. Because he's a healing Jesus. He's a healing Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Jesus, a healing Jesus.
He's healing you in Jesus' name right now.
He's a healing Jesus.
He's a healing Jesus.
A healing Jesus. He's healing you in Jesus.
Everybody lift your hands. He's a healing Jesus.
He's a healing Jesus.
Aida's volume on stage.
Healing Jesus.
He's healing you.
He's healing you.
In Jesus' name right now.
Jesus,
he's a healing Jesus,
a healing Jesus.
put your hand wherever your sickness is. God is going to do wonderful miracles right now. Yes, eyes are being healed right now. Ears are opening right now. Devils are coming out of people right now. There is power here in Jesus' name. You couldn't walk. You came limping. But the power of God is flowing in this place. He said, I am the Lord that healeth you. No moving around, please. No walking. No moving. No moving, please. No walking. No movement. He says, I am the Lord that healeth thee. I will bless your bread. I will bless your water. I will take sickness away from you. Tonight, Jesus' power is here to heal us. Thank you, Father, for healing right now. I come against diseases, wicked spirits. Come out of the people right now. I command miracles. Healing power is flowing in this place. Receive it now. Receive it. Put your hand wherever your sickness is. If it is your eye, put your hand on your eye. If it is your back, put your hand on your back. If it is your stomach, whatever disease, cancer, whatever diagnosis, God's power is healing you. Addictions, drugs, alcohol, you are being set free right now. He's the Lord that healeth you today in the name of Jesus.
I am the Lord. I am the Lord. I am the Lord.
I am the Lord that healeth thee. I'm the Lord. You sent your word and heal.
I send my word.
Thank you, Jesus.
And I heal your disease.
Thank you, Jesus.
I am the Lord, your healer.
You are the Lord. Anybody who is tormented by evil spirits in any way, put your hand on your head right now. I want to pray with you. Satan, I address you now in the name of Jesus. I break your power. Come out of the people now. Come out of the people now. Come out. Loose them. Lose them. Tonight is your last night. Come out in the name of Jesus. Right now, people are being set free. Devils are coming out. Demon strongholds are broken. In the name of Jesus. Anybody who is being set free, screaming, falling, rolling, bring them to the front here quickly. Something is happening. Power is flowing in this place. Receive it now. Miracles are taking place. Miracles are taking place. Healing is taking place. Satan, you are going out tonight. HIV spirit, fornication spirit, lying spirit, devils, come out. Come out! Come out! Come out! Come out! In the name of Jesus. Every form of witchcraft, I command you by the name of Jesus. By the name of Jesus. Out! Out! Every serpent, every dragon, Every power of darkness, I command you by the name of Jesus. Come out in the name of Jesus. Every work of darkness is broken tonight in the name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Lift your hand and thank God right now. Ramashambora kabarandali mamanda. Leimarabasandola makabalamba. It's happening. It's happening. It's happening. People are being set free. Receive it. Receive your miracle. Receive your healing. Something is happening. Something is happening now. Now, satanic strongholds for ancient strongholds for many years are being broken in the mighty name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Yes. Yes. Mando kapala mama, manda. Everybody pray, pray. Speak in tongues, pray. Pray, pray, pray. Parola mama. There are a lot of demons flying around. There are a lot of demons flying around. Everybody pray, 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 pray. Shando kabayama, mambara la mama, peilama, shando la makabalale. Satan, I find you, I bring you down. I bring you down. I bring you down. I command you in Jesus' name. Come out. Come out. Come out. Manto Kabala. Mantelaba. Marila Lala. Like. 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 Mantola. Mantelebeba. Paralama. Mandolomo Shandelebeke Paralama. Freedom. Freedom. I hear the word freedom. I hear the word freedom. Freedom. Freedom is coming. Freedom. Paralama, palabala, palondalaba, shandolobo kabala, marelolo, polobolo, polobolo, shibalaba, malo, palalababa, marebelebe, belebele. Freedom. 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 My effort. Come out! Come out! Everybody pray, pray! Demons are coming out of people. The Bible says, the Bible says, Philip went down to Samaria and preached Christ. And many that heard were healed, both seeing and hearing the miracles which he did. For many that were taken with the palsies were healed. And unclean spirits crying with a loud voice came out of many of them that were possessed with the devil. Tonight people are being set free by the power of God. The Bible says, and when the spirit saw him, the spirit tear him and he fell to the ground wallowing. Receive your healing. Everybody lift your hand right now. Lift your hand. Something is happening. You'll never be the same again. You'll never be the same again. Freedom from demonic entities. I bind serpent, anaconda spirit, black mamba spirit, cobra spirit. Come out. Come out. Flying bird creatures of the dark world, of the underworld. Come out now in the name of Jesus. You are being set free by the power of the Holy Ghost. Father, we give you thanks. We give you praise. Oh yes, it's happening. It's happening. Wonderful. Now, Father, thank you so much for your power that is flowing in this place. Wherever you are tonight, put your hand wherever your problem is. If it's your stomach, put your hand on your stomach. If it's your eye, put your hand. Somebody here with high blood pressure, hypertension, diabetes. There is somebody here, you are supposed to die soon, but you will not die. You will not die because of... Because tonight God is giving you more days. God is extending your years. Power of God is coming into your life. Lamp in the breast. Lamp. Satan, I cast you out. Come 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 out. In the name of Jesus. Lamp in the breast. Every lamp in any breast. Put your hand on your breast. God is healing your breast. Every lamp in every breast. is going tonight in the name of Jesus Christ. Satan, Sakelomo, Satalaba, your power is finished. Tonight is your last night. Thank you, Lord, for your power in the name of Jesus. Now, listen. Close your eyes for a minute. Father, thank you for many miracles. Examine yourself right now. Examine yourself now. Whatever you couldn't do before, begin to do it. You couldn't walk, start walking. You couldn't see, open your eyes right now. God has opened your eyes. You couldn't hear, check your ears right now. Something is happening. Jesus' power is here. Jesus is the same.
Yes,
he's doing the same things. What he used to do, that is what he's doing. Receive your healing right now. Father, thank you for many miracles tonight. Wherever you are, if God has touched you, maybe you couldn't see, but now you can see. Maybe you had a pain, but the pain has gone. Maybe you had a problem, but you can see that God has touched you tonight. If God has touched you tonight, wherever you are, lift your hand and come to the side over here quickly. If God has touched you, come. Somebody, you had a lamp, the lamp has disappeared. You couldn't walk. Whatever your problem, if God has touched you, come to the front quickly. To the side here. Very quickly. First come, first serve. If God has touched you tonight, wherever you are, please walk very quickly. I want to pray for you again. I want to pray with you and take your testimony. Come to the front here. If God has touched you tonight, you couldn't walk. Now you can walk. You couldn't see. Now you can see. You couldn't hear. You had a problem. Something was wrong. But God has done something. Then come quickly, quickly. Come. How do you say come? How do you say come? Hey, how do you say come? Belani, Belani, Bela, Bela, come, come, quickly, clap for them, clap for them. Many, many miracles tonight. Tonight is a night of miracles and deliverance. God has done many miracles tonight. Jesus is the same, he's the same. The same yesterday, today, always the same, no change. He's saying the same thing, and he's doing the same things. You come quickly. Many, many miracles tonight. Many miracles. Nobody should leave. We have not closed. Tomorrow night is the last night. Everybody in Livingston will be here tomorrow night. There will be nobody in the house in Livingston tomorrow night. How many of you are going to come with 10 more people from Livingston town? Tomorrow night is the last night for Livingston. Tomorrow night, from here, we are going to another city, but tomorrow night is the last night for Livingston. Nobody should leave. I will pray a final prayer for everybody before you leave. But we are going to take a few testimonies tonight. God's power is here. God's power is here. Front.
Testimonies tonight. This lady had a lump in the breast.
Wow.
It was removed by surgery, but the lump came again about this size, the size of a nut in the breast here.
Wow.
She has always felt that lump.
Wow.
Tonight, when you prayed, she checked again. She put her hand there when you prayed. And then after your prayer, she realized that the lamp which has been there all this time has disappeared.
Give the Lord a shout.
Wow.
Are you a doctor?
Yes, I'm a doctor.
This is a doctor.
Doctor,
who is the best person to check for a lump?
The patient herself is the one who is the best person to check for a lump.
Yes.
The person, the lady herself.
So if she says that it is gone,
that's it.
Is it real?
It is real. We do that in the hospital as well.
Wow.
We ask them.
Young lady, what happened to you?
I had a blood lump when I came here. But I've just discovered that it's gone.
Wow!
Wow.
Jesus.
Evangelist, this lady had pain under the foot. That pain, after you prayed, the pain is totally gone.
Is it true? Tell us.
God in John,
yes.
What happened to you?
I had a pain on my left hand.
Volume, please, gentlemen. Volume.
I had the pain on my left foot. It has been paining for so long. So immediately you have prayed for me. It has gone.
Wow. Doctor, what is this? What is this?
Evangelist, she's describing a condition called plantar fasciitis.
Wow.
Plantar fasciitis. Anterior aspect of the soul. Plantar fasciitis. Very painful. It's an inflammation. And it just doesn't go.
Wow. And it's gone.
Yes.
Are you excited tonight?
Very
excited. Yeah. Give the Lord a mighty clap offering. Olivia, what is this?
Evangelist, this girl is 17 years and she was born with the knee. Show her the knee was. The knee was like this.
The knee was how?
I went to different hospitals for operation, but since I was born like that, God helped me to manage to walk the way I walk.
Uh-huh. And what happened tonight?
When you prayed for me, my leg was, when I was coming here, my leg was paining. But when you prayed that time, it has stopped.
The pain has gone.
And now she can walk well.
And what is the difference? The pain is gone. Has the leg straightened? Can you walk?
Walk now.
Wow.
She says she used to walk like a boy. And I
she
said,
used
what?
To like walk?
Walk like a boy. And I said, well, I said she used to do this.
Wow.
Like that.
Jesus, thank you for your power that is moving in this life right now. What is this?
Evangelist, back pain. She could not bend.
Wow.
Tonight, the power of God.
Let her tell us. Let her tell us.
My name is Irene.
Zina la wena ba Irene?
Yes. For many months, I had an acute pain. We call it in health terms. It was so painful. Okay, even if I could bend, just for the sake of bending, but I was in pain. But after prayers, I'm fine.
Doctor, what is this? Doctor, what is this called?
This is called spondylosis of the lumbar spine.
Wow.
Yes. Spondylosis of the lumbar spine. Yes. Typical.
Wow.
Which causes this. And she could not bend.
Wow. Bend over. Let's see.
Bend, but it was paining.
And Ben, is that pain now?
No. There's nothing.
No pain.
I'm
spondylosis
fine.
Of the spine is healed tonight by the power of God. What is this?
Evangelist, left ear. She could not hear with this ear for 3 months.
Wow.
Yes.
Is it true? Tell us.
It is. Yes. It was even removing pus from it. Pus was coming out.
But and you could not hear.
After just praying, I did like this. A clot of pus came out. Just now.
And now?
I'm fine.
You can hear.
Even the air can even pass through.
Wow.
Can even hear the air passing through.
You can hear? She can now even hear the air passing. Wow. Her ear was open. Pass was coming. Doctor, what is this? She could not hear and pus was coming out of the ear.
It's a condition called purulent bacterial otitis interna.
Everybody shout, hey. Come on, I shout, hey.
Is a specialist, as a lecturer in a medical school, actually.
Father,
thank you for healing. Give the Lord a mighty clap offering. Quickly. What is this?
Evangelist.
Somebody with an eye healing. Who is that?
There's one here.
An eye. Who is that with an eye healing?
This man. Come.
What happened to your eye?
My eye had a problem. I couldn't see properly. But when we were praying there, I touched my eye. And when I removed the eye, I could see him all the way from there.
Wow! Why are you happy?
Jesus has healed me.
Wow.
This man. I was expecting this.
You are doing what?
I was expecting the healing today.
You expected a healing today?
Yes.
Whatever you are expecting in these 2 days, God is going to give it to you in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name.
Everything now double, double.
Doctor, what is this?
Evangelist, this woman has cervical cancer diagnosed already. A mass there.
Cancer.
As you prayed, cancer of the cervix. And as you prayed, she felt something melt. And suddenly, she began to feel some liquid and some fluid coming out. And she believes that that lump, that mass has dissolved tonight.
Give the Lord a clap offering. Cancer of the cervix. That is cancer of the cervix
womb.
Is the
mouth of the womb.
Yes, the womb. The opening of the womb.
Yes.
And you can feel it inside sometimes. And what happened to you? What happened? You felt what?
When
he was praying, she felt like in her stomach as if there is a child moving. She felt a very, very painful pain. Then she felt something coming out. Even the backache which was paining, it is gone.
The devil has come out in the name of
Jesus.
Olivia, what is this?
Evangelist, this man came with a walking stick because he could not walk for 2 years.
2 years?
Yes, he laid the stick over there and walked all by himself to this place.
Wow. Let him tell us. Sir, what happened to you?
From 2015.
From 2015?
September 2015.
From 2015, September, he could not walk.
And tonight... What happened?
It was just coming like
today he felt something coming out. Just
I don't know
like
what happened.
You don't know what happened?
Yes.
But you now you can walk. Walk, let's see.
Yambali kuenda.
Evangelist, this is this man's glasses. He is not able to read without it.
Wow.
Tonight, when you pray, the power of God touches him. For the first time, he can read without the glasses.
Read, let's see.
The great love of God will change your life forever.
Wow.
Evangelist, 13 years of arthritis. She used to drag her foot to be able to walk. But this, look at that. There she is. Walking. 13 years.
13 years.
Yes, Evangelist.
What has God done for you tonight, Mama?
I'm healed.
You are
healed.
What was wrong?
Arthritis for 13 years.
Arthritis for 13 years. Wow. And you can walk now. Walk, let's see.
Yes, and I came on the stairs. I don't usually go upstairs.
You didn't go upstairs. Give Jesus a mighty clap offering.
Yes, and also.
Now, doctor, what is this? Quickly.
Evangelist, another healing of the back. Spreading into the thigh. She wow. felt something come out of her. And the pain is gone.
You felt something come out of
yes,
you?
Yes, I felt something coming out from my back. Wow. When you are praying, man of God.
And the pain is gone.
Yeah, the pain is gone. I'm free now.
Jesus is the same yesterday, yes, today, and forever.
Mercy.
Thank you, Jesus. I want to just, okay, before I do that, quickly.
Evangelist, you when you were praying, you said, somebody who is diabetic, God is healing you. This woman has been dependent on insulin for so long.
Insolence.
She came here. She was so weak. When you prayed and you said that, strength just came in him. She was
insulin dependent diabetes is being healed now in Jesus' name. I want us to pray for our minister. How many believe that our please come this way? How many believe that our leaders need to be prayed for?
Why?
Because they need the wisdom of Solomon to build. Amen. Stretch out your hand. Father, we thank you for our minister of guidance and religious affairs. She has come here, Lord, as a representative of the nation and of the government and of the authorities. And we stretch out our hands to pray for her and bless her, that you give her the wisdom of Solomon to build many things and to do great things in her time and her season, to leave her footprints, Lord, in the history of Zambia, that she will do great things for you and for your name and for your kingdom, and that what she will do, Lord, will, cannot be undone because of your power and your grace that is with her. Send her, Lord, and anoint her, Lord, and appoint her, Lord. Establish her throne and her seat, and cause her to be blessed as she serves you and as she does the great things that you have anointed her to do. I pray for her, and I thank you for your power and your grace for the leadership of this nation. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Lift your hands and thank God right now.
Evangelist, this lady was in hospital for 2 weeks. She was discharged. She had a dream that a white man was laying hands on her. Then it was when she came out of hospital that she saw your poster. Then her friend said, it could be this man. She says that her HB was as low as 4.
Your HB was how much?
4.6.
Yes. Your HB is...
I've had severe pain on the left part of my body.
Are you a sickler? Are you a sickler?
No.
HB is supposed to be 12, 14, and hers is 4. By this time, she can be going into heart failure. Stretch out your hand. Where is her husband? And what happened tonight? Has God touched you? Or you just
so, when you say, place your hand wherever the pain is, I placed my hand on my head and I just believed God for the healing. And then as I was praying, I felt the warmth, like the heat.
Coming all over your life.
Yes. And then I couldn't bend my head. I couldn't do this. I couldn't jump because I was just crying. Like each time I tried to bend, I couldn't even bend. But now I can jump. I can bend.
Wow. Hey, HB of 4.
Of 4.
HB of 4, you're supposed to be in hospital.
For you are great. You
Jesus. Thanks for your power. Thanks for your power, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus. There's no one else like you.
There's no one else like you. Hallelujah.
There.
evangelist, this woman has been deaf for the past 1 year.
Deaf?
Deaf. She could not hear in this ear. Only through this right ear. Deaf. Suddenly. Tonight when you prayed, she put her hand there. And when she took her hand away, she realized she could hear clearly in the ear that has been there for 1 year.
Wow. Is it true? Have you checked it?
Nichona
yes.
Yamai. Nizoona mwachila.
Say something to her. Let her close the ear again. Yes. Give the Lord a show. Just the beginning of miracles in Zambia.
Hallelujah.
Many things are going to happen in Zambia.
Amen. Evangelist, she had back pain and then this eye could not see properly.
Is it true?
Yes.
Tell us
Jonathan.
About your eye. What
yes.
happened?
I was born. She finds something is not looking proper. And this pain, the left hand, it go on this side at the back.
Hey.
When I walk, I'm bumping just like that. People is looking at me. Why are you walking like that?
How were you walking before?
How were
Show
you
us how you were walking
when
before.
I was walking like this.
Oh.
Now you are jumping. Jesus has touched you.
Yes. When you touch a touch in the headache and the back one and the pain gone.
Give the Lord a shout.
Give the Lord a shout. Give the Lord a shout. Give the Lord a shout. Give the Lord a shout. Give the Lord a shout. Tell her, Kenny.
Doctor, what is this? Doctor, what is this?
Evangelist, this lady brought this report. Referral letter to the general hospital as a case of lumbar spondylosis. She could not bend, severe pain. So this is the letter. Tonight, the power of God touched her, and what she could not do, the pain is gone, and she's able to bend
do
to the glory
see.
Of God.
Lumbar spondylosis. Lumbar spondylosis. This is a letter. She has been transferred to a hospital.
Ini kalati amene wana kuenekela kuenda kuchipatala
with lumbar spondylosis yes. for management and treatment.
Chifukwa cha kudwala kwa msana.
Lumbar spondylosis.
Kudwala kwa msana.
And is it gone?
Yes, it's gone.
Wow, just tonight.
Yes, just tonight.
No, you didn't pay anything. No money. You just got healed.
No. Yes.
Yes, no. Fantastic. You are healed.
Yes.
Are you
Amen.
Happy?
I'm happy.
Wow. Let's clap for our minister as she leaves. Encourage our minister. Thank you, Mama. God bless you.
Evangelist, she had.
I'm going to pray for everybody. No one should leave.
She had neck pain for 1 year.
Neck pain.
When you were praying, she said it was like a battle. I see somebody wanted to cut the air.
Wow.
She didn't know what happened. She found herself here. When she got up, the pain has totally left.
Cervical spondylosis. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Strength.
Evangelist, left-sided chest pain. When he breathes, the pain is severe. Tonight,
what is this?
This is a musculoskeletal chest pain.
Wow.
A musculoskeletal chest pain.
Wow.
God has healed her.
Just a part of
your touch.
Jesus, thank you.
Yes. Receive your healing. Receive your healing. Be healed.
Thank you, Lord.
Jesus.
In the name of Jesus. Careful. Watch out. Watch
receive
out.
Your healing.
The heart of all
receive your
Jesus,
healing.
Thank you.
Receive your healing.
For he knows his father's mind. He speaks his father's words. And he comes
thank you.
In
your
the
healing.
Name.
Everybody stand up. Lift your hands. Let me pray for you. Father, thank you for your power in Livingston tonight. Thank you that no one is going away the same. We are going home with your miracle power. When we go back home, whatever was tormenting us in the house, it will bow to us in the name of Jesus. As we go home, thank you for your protection and your blessing. Thank you for tomorrow night.
Thank you
that tomorrow night will be 10 times more powerful than tonight. In Jesus' name. Amen. Tomorrow night, you must come with at least how many people? 10 people. And for each person you bring, a blessing is going to come into your life. God bless you.
Thank you,
Jesus. Jesus.
And when
Jesus.
My strength is nearly gone.
When my strength is nearly gone.
When there's nothing left to do.
Oh, yes.
I just depend on you.
And the power of your name.
And the power of your name.
Jesus.
Oh. And as we call upon your name.
Jesus, thank
for
you.
We
come in
the name
of the Lord.
Of the Lord, for there is strength in the name of the Lord. Oh, yes, and there is power in the name of the Lord.
There's power in the name of the Lord.
There is hope in the name of the Lord.
Father, for your healing. Thank you for your mercy, Lord.
Yeah.